Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is a special episode of the Opinions Matter podcast because coming up in a couple of moments, we have an exclusive interview with a man whose nickname is Atti, A-T-T-I, and
His name is Muhammad.
Yes, that his name is Muhammad. Yes. Muhammad is originally from Pakistan. He's been living in Ireland 11 years. He's a father of two. He's a family man. And he became a taxi driver about a year and a half ago.
And then earlier this week, he became a viral sensation, if that's the right word to use for what we saw. You will have all seen the video on our Facebook page. It was viewed hundreds of thousands of times. We'll get into that in a second. And it took us a couple of days to track him down, but thanks to our listeners, we managed to track Atti down. And Atti is the taxi driver that was featured in that video with a very irate customer sitting in the front seat who was shouting abuse at him. And before we come to it, I just want to ask you, Adrian, your reaction. So we both got sent that video. I think it was on, was it Tuesday we got sent
on
it?
On Tuesday, yeah.
I think it was Tuesday. Yeah. Monday night, actually. It was Monday night we got sent it. We're going to play clips of the video because some of you may not have seen it. But just to set the scene, it's a video recorded at night because it's dark outside the car, you can see. And the taxi driver, whose name is Atti, Muhammad or Atti, is sitting in the driver's seat and he has a seatbelt on. And in the passenger seat, there is an Irish gentleman who is screaming bloody blue murder at him right up into his face in an argument over how much is on the meter.
Now, on a Sunday, the standing charge,
which was when the fare was taken.
Yeah, on a Sunday, the minimum charge for a taxi ride, no matter what time of the day or night it is €5.40. But this particular individual who got into Atti's car was having none of it. And he was extraordinarily aggressive, right in Atti's face. If you want to look at the video, it was posted on our Facebook page. You can go down the timeline. It was posted on Monday evening, if you want to have a look at the video, but most of you have probably seen it.
And we're
going to
play the audio. We're going to play edited down audio because it went on for a bit long. But before we do that, Adrian, I want to get your opinion. The first thing that popped into your head after watching that video.
I was horrified. I was absolutely horrified. The aggression in the man, the way in which he
over
was...
Over 60 cent, by the way.
The way in which he was up in Atti's face, it was so aggressive, so intimidating. And I'm absolutely full of admiration for Atti because...
Keeping his cool.
Most of us would have punched the guy in the face.
I would have, yeah. I can tell you now.
Yeah.
And people were saying...
Or at least shoved him away. Get out of my fucking face.
No, in fairness to Atti, he did not escalate it at all.
He didn't. He was so calm.
And you will hear that in the recording, that it's mainly the Irish gentleman screaming. People were saying on her Facebook page, Adrian, and I might put this to Atti later on, they were saying on her Facebook page, why did the taxi driver not just say, okay, we'll give you the fare that you're looking for?
Why should he? It's on his meter. He was charging what was on his meter.
Yeah, I'm just saying what people were saying.
No, no, no. Absolutely ridiculous. The charge, if you get into a taxi on Sunday, you'll be charged £5.40. I'll be charged £5.40. Everybody else will.
Yeah.
So this guy should pay the £5.40 as well.
In the same way,
he's no different.
In the same way, you can't go into a petrol station and say, I don't like the price of the petrol.
Can I have it for the old price? I used to get it for £1.65.
Okay. But just remember that, guys, for perspective, that this was an argument about 60 cent. Now, we have to try and track down the male passenger who was aggressive in the video. He hasn't got back to us yet. If he does, we'll happily talk to him as well. But, you know, the video says it all.
Yeah, it doesn't lie. Yeah.
The video does not lie. Like, we can literally see, and Ashley is going to explain, hopefully, the events that led up to that and the events after. Because looking at that video, I was getting sweats there. I was Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And how he remained so calm.
And I put myself in, I can just imagine myself sitting in that seat where Atty is sitting as the driver, and this guy being right up in his grill. It was
I'm telling you now, I can say this with my hand on my heart, if I had been the driver there, I would have been dropping that passenger to Beaumont A&E, 100%.
Let's have a listen to just some of the audio from the whole video. Have a listen to this.
Get away from me. You fucking. I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you.
Why the fuck are you starting here? It's not my fault.
It's not 5:40.
It's the Sunday, it's a taxi cab. If you are.
It's 4:80.
No. It's my
fault. You fucking dirty Pakistani bastard. It's 4:80. I'm a taxi driver. You dirty fucking. And here, I'm not only caught you. Look,
I'm myself.
Yes, here I am. He's common people. He is common people for fucking fares. You see?
Yeah,
because I know, and I'm taking his fucking number, and that's what he's doing to the Irish people, and I'm gonna fucking take a number.
Yeah.
5:40. Will you fucking stop? And I'm gonna report you, and you won't be driving a taxi much longer. Yeah. Believe me.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe me, you don't come into here.
Taxi meter is here.
I don't care. It's not 5:40. Right? Do you hear me? It's not 5:40. Okay. Right? And I'm gonna fucking highlight this.
And you not pay me the money, and you.
I'm paying you nothing.
Yeah.
Because you know why? You're trying to rip me off.
Yeah.
You're trying to rip decent Irish people off.
I know that.
Right? You're trying to rip decent Irish people off with your 5:40, and it's not 5:40. And I'm gonna take a fucking picture of your fucking mirror.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. That's what happened in that car on Sunday.
I'm getting secondhand embarrassment for that man, that passenger there, because now, I think it would be fair comment to say he probably has drink on him. By the way, that's not an excuse in his, but you can tell by the slurred speech and stuff like that, that he
probably does have a few on board.
He probably does have a few. Well, if you're getting a taxi, if you're coming out of a pub and getting a taxi, I think it's safe to say that you haven't been drinking my waddy in the pub all night, yeah? And the slurred speech would suggest, now that is not for one moment suggesting that it was acceptable and that the drink is to blame and all that. That man was bang out of order. And calling him a Pakistani bastard as well. I mean, where does nationality come into it?
It doesn't. Well, we have an exclusive interview with Atty. That's what we're calling him. That's his nickname. And we'll be talking to him in just a moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Atty, can you give us the background to what happened to you that we saw, all of us, in that video with that man in your car?
When I picked him from the taxi and go a little bit further, and he start you are charging me, overcharging me. I said, it's a taxi meter, is proof from NTA, so I can nothing added in there. So I can just press the button and fare bill will start automatically. And he started arguing on that. Even he punched my taxi meter. So I turned back to the taxi and I bring them in back to the pub. I said, I'm not taking you anywhere. So just get out of my car.
Okay, so this individual got into your taxi and it was a free now call, but you didn't have his details, his name or anything like that. And then my understanding is it was Sunday, is that right?
Yeah, it's Sunday. Okay. And free now, they just put their system in every takeaway, pub and a few hotels as well. So the hotel and pub, they have access to book the taxi. So sometimes they mention the name or sometimes they just put the reference 789, for example, like that. And we just go there and ask the reception that I have a booking and they say somebody. So he just sit in there. And after that, I bring him back. So recording, I start the recording when I feel myself unsafe.
Let me just put this in context then. This individual got into your taxi and on your meter, you put up the Sunday charge. My understanding is the initial Sunday charge is €5.40. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's an initial charge. It's a customer, if sitting in your taxi 85 seconds or he just go 500 meters. So this charge, we are able to charge him for 540. After that, it depends on every kilometer that how much he get the distance for that one.
Okay, so when this gentleman saw 540 on your meter, he absolutely lost the head.
Yeah, he lost the head and he is a current taxi driver as well. He just live in Kilbarrick and he doing taxi as well. So I don't know what he not update his taxi meter from NTS and he just still using old taxi meter or he was totally drunk out of his mind.
And do you know for a fact that he actually is a taxi driver or is it just from what he said to you?
No, he's an actual taxi driver and I know his address as well because I remember that I dropped him I think a few months ago in his address. So I report him in a Garda, so I give his address to the Garda as well that he live in a and give them his exact address as well.
Okay.
So he is current taxi driver, active taxi driver at the moment.
Now, the video we all saw and we put on this video, by the way, I'm not sure if you know this, Addy, it's gone viral. It's been seen on our page by hundreds of thousands of people. A lot of people were saying, first of all, his behavior was disgusting. It's absolutely inexcusable the way he spoke to you. How did you remain so calm? Because I was looking at the video. I've watched the video several times and you are sitting there. He is right up in your face in a very aggressive way. I could see from the video. Would you agree, Adrian, it was aggressive?
Oh, 100%.
And you just sat there and you remained very, very calm. Were you scared at any point? Were you scared for your safety?
Actually, the thing is, before I start the video, when I pick him, he just like, you know, he told me that he want to snatch my face. So he bring his hand to my face to snatch with his nails to my face. So I just turned around the taxi and I bring them back to the pub because I know that there is a CCTV cameras outside the pub. So if he do anything wrong, so then when I start the camera and his behavior too, totally changed. Before that, he 50% more aggressive than you saw in the video. Before that, he is more aggressive than that. That's why I start the video on my camera. I said, I am recording myself, so I want to save myself.
And like we said, that video has been seen very widely. You can see the aggression in this man. Do you believe that it was because he was drunk, because you are a foreign national? What do you believe motivated the extreme anger that we saw from this man?
Yeah, actually, I said I think that he is just like, you know, maybe he fired with somebody in the pub, or maybe he is in a crisis. So he just like I just treat him like an old man. Like their behavior like a children. They don't know what they are doing. Sometimes they are in anger.
And what time? What time is this fare picked up at? Because there was a lot of confusion from people online saying, because we just want to be certain that the passenger believed that the fare that you had on the meter
was
incorrect. What time did you pick up the fare at?
Actually, I pick him on Sunday, 10 p.m., but all day Sunday is the same fare. Doesn't matter so, if it's daytime or nighttime.
So regardless of whether it's morning, noon, or night, the minimum fare on a Sunday is €5.40. And that is what...
40 cents, yeah.
Yeah, and that is what set that man off on his...
Yeah,
on
I'm
his
telling
rant.
Him that as well. Today is Sunday, and I know that he's a taxi driver, so he just, like, you know, last December... December 2024, the NTA update, they changed the fare from night time from 480 to 540. So it's already like December 2024, the fare changed.
So this gentleman, if he's a taxi driver, he should have known that. He should have known that that is the initial charge on a Sunday.
Yes, so that's why I think that he's total out of his mind. If I get my behavior aggressive as well, so things going more aggressive. So that's why I try to myself calm down and try to get him out of my car. And I told him that you are wasting my time and you are not paying me the money. That's all right. I just record the evidence. So it's better I cool myself. And then after he get out of my car, so then I go to the guard and complain the person. If I get aggressive as well, then things going out of control, because I thought that he is not in his mind, you know.
Okay, now a lot of people were full of praise for you, Atty, for the way in which you, and like you said, it would have served no useful purpose for you to get equally as angry, but how you remained so calm is an absolute credit to you, with somebody screaming in your face like that.
Oh yeah, he is more screaming before the recording, but I know that he's streaming and he's like he's getting wet my face as well. So after that, I get the tissue and clean my face and everything. But I know that if I give him any like a provoke smile or something like aggression on my face, so he get more and maybe he try to punch me or something like that. So I just want to avoid the things. I try as soon as possible he get out of my car and I become like a go for the next passenger instead of him. So that's why I just try in a taxi training. We learn that when a situation like this, so be calm and treat the people like politely. And try to things not going like in aggression. So that's why I try to keep myself safe, because I know that I have two children. My son is nearly like 3 years old and my daughter is just 6 month old. So I think on that time to worried about my children. I think I'm just want to keep calm for safety for my family. I know that if I am working, then I give them better future, better things. If he hurt me or something happened like that, so I stop the work and my life get more crisis in my life. So that's why I calm myself.
Well, all I can say is you have my full admiration for the way in which you kept calm at that moment. Most of us would have found that very, very difficult. So when he got out of the car eventually. Did he say anything more, or did he just storm off?
He get out of the car and there is two or three people, they are standing outside the pub, so he talking with them. So I just lock my car, so I he not say anything to me, but he say his friend in the pub. So I just ignore that. When he get out of my car, so my like you know, mission is complete. So I think I need to find another passenger. Then I got a job from free now to from Hoth to Hilton Hotel. So I just go after that to follow my other job.
A few minutes ago, we played a clip of the video for our listeners. And at one stage, and this is about 20 seconds into the video, he leans over right into you. Keep your seatbelt on at all times. And you can see in the video, you're looking at the camera. You're making sure the camera is capturing everything. I have to be honest, you look terrified at one stage, and I don't blame you. At one point, about 20 seconds into the video, and we played the audio there a few minutes ago, he turns around to you right into your face and he calls you a Pakistani bastard. What was your reaction to that when he said that to you?
I think on that time, I just feel a jealousy on his behavior there, because he's most of the taxi driver, they are, when we are working hard, we are not drinking and we do the job on that time, and they are not doing the job, or they just look like I feel just a professional jealousy on that time. So I ignore his things like that, because he picked from my accent that he already told me that he's a taxi driver. So if he says you are a Pakistani bastard, so I hear in the taxi group that lot of old taxi drivers, they are hate to the foreigner taxi driver. Doesn't matter driver from China, doesn't driver driver from Pakistan, India, or any country. They just hate from the foreigner drivers because they think there is a professional competition with them. So, but I feel that 97% people are good. Just 3% people like that, and they are everywhere in the world.
Okay, but
they are in the Pakistan as well.
Okay, do me a favor if you can, Atty, and just stay with me for 1 second, because I have to take a very quick break. But I want to find out in just a minute what it's like being a taxi driver in Dublin. Stay with me for a second.
No. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
We're in the middle of a conversation with the taxi driver that we're calling Atty. That is his nickname, basically. Atty is a father of two and was involved in an incident with a passenger at the weekend. It's a video that we posted on our Facebook the other day, and it went absolutely viral, of him being screamed at by a passenger who we understand is also a taxi driver, and screamed at because of the fare that he was charging.
And this was an argument, you have to remember, this was an argument over 60 cents, from what I believe.
Yes, this is over the Sunday charge of €5.40. Yeah. And the passenger is screaming the odds at him, saying, I'm not paying that, and so on. So, Atty,
Sorry, before you go to Atty, I just want to make it clear. We put up on our Facebook page as well, because we've quite a big following on Facebook. In fact, that's how we found Atty. We did put up on our Facebook page as well a request that if anybody knows, for clarity and for balance, that if anybody knows the passenger in question, that we'd be happy to talk to him as well. Nobody has come forward with the contact details for the passenger. If they do, in the meantime, we'll be happy to talk to him as well.
Absolutely.
But what is obvious is the video evidence that we have here, and we've all watched it several times. So, the camera doesn't lie.
So, Atty, you are originally from Pakistan, is that right?
Yeah, correct, sir.
Okay. And you're living in Ireland how long?
11 years.
11 years. And have you been a taxi driver for that whole 11 years?
No, I'm just a taxi driver for one and a half years.
Last 1.5 years. Okay. And what made you decide to get into taxi driving, out of curiosity?
It's very flexible work. So you choose your own hours and you are your own boss. So that's why the freedom in this work, for a family man, you can drop your son to school or your children to school and pick them from school as
okay,
well.
Okay, so it gives you a lot of freedom. And you mentioned that you're a father of two, living here in Ireland 11 years. So let me ask you, that incident with that individual the other day was horrible. It was absolutely horrible to watch. It was very uncomfortable viewing. Have you had incidents like that before?
Yeah, a lot of time it's happened, but not like that. The people, they not pay the money, they run out of the car, and we just ignore the things like that. Even like I picked one teenager guy from Hilton Hotel, and he bring me to Kilbarrack, and after that he said, I'm get out of the car and I will pay the money. That after that he just get out of the car, open my back door of the car, and starting the making video, you bloody pocky, you like that. And he making video for social media, maybe he posted for his teenager friend as well. So after that, I come out the car and he run away. So I shut my car door and I walk away. So, but like, you know, it's like a 1 or 2% people like that. They are everywhere in the world. Doesn't matter in Ireland, doesn't matter in Pakistan, in anywhere in the world. So good.
Okay, so let me ask you then, generally speaking, when you were out driving your taxi, do you feel safe as a taxi driver? As you said, there is this sort of aggression from old school Dublin taxi drivers towards foreign drivers like yourself. There is this kind of anger or whatever. But do you generally feel safe doing your job?
Yeah, because no, these days technology make much like a saver. Like in a you like a same incident. If I don't have a mobile, I can't record myself. Like 30 to 40 years ago, the people, they don't have a technology, and they are doing incident in like that. They don't have any evidence. So at the moment, like you have a dash cam in the car, you have a recording, like you can record yourself on your phone. And the people scared from these things, because when we have evidence, then the Garda do proper action against these kind of people. So if I have a dash cam or I record these kind of things and people not make give me the money, so when Garda see the evidence, they are able to take the money from
So technology makes you feel a little bit safer. If you're taking, for example, a free now customer, generally speaking, you have their details, you know who they are, you know where you're dropping them to, and vice versa. They also have information on who you are.
Yeah. And just as a matter of interest... Just as a matter of interest, obviously you're aware that the video has gone viral on many, many sites, not just our page. How did the video get released? You obviously recorded the video. Did you send it to somebody that night, or how did it get into the public domain?
Yeah, actually, the when I record the video, we have a taxi group for like people. We are all taxi driver, and we are sharing the thing with each other. So, for example, somebody have a car, he need a car part, he asked the other taxi driver or so. I posted that video in that taxi group and asked the people, what can I should I report this guy to Garda or not? So the taxi driver, they are advised me that you have evidence, so you have to go to the
you sought the opinion of other taxi drivers as to whether or not you should even report this guy, and they were all in agreement that you should, which you did do.
And some of the group member from that one, he leaked the videos in the social media or something, then it get viral. So myself or any my friend not do that.
Well, I think it's good that it went viral, because it's brought up an interesting conversation all about the way taxi drivers, not just foreign taxi drivers, the way a lot of taxi drivers...
No, but I do believe that the foreign taxi drivers are probably subject to more abuse than Dublin guys. I genuinely believe that. I've seen it myself.
Yeah, I do think, Addy, if your name was Ray and you lived in the North Strand and you were driving a taxi, I don't think that's exactly my point. And you may be seen as an easy target by a lot of people. So where do we leave it now, or where do you leave it now? What's happening with this situation?
Yeah, I live in north side as well. So it's a so I was near my house. So it's happening in north side in the Dublin.
Okay, well, look, Addy, I really appreciate you talking to us on the Opinions Matter podcast. A lot of our listeners have been in touch with us. Some people who know you say you're a really nice guy, that you don't deserve the sort of abuse that you.
But nobody does.
Nobody does. And that it's a good thing that you, you've highlighted.
Also, Addy, I just want to let you know as well that we put the video up on our Facebook page the other day, and it was seen by a couple of hundred thousand people. And I would say, looking at the comments below, and there was hundreds and hundreds of comments, 99.9%, there was one or two arseholes, which you always get, 99.9% of people actually are on your side and believe that you were treated. And it's very rare, by the way, that we get that, 99.9%.
Yeah, I want to share one more thing, please, yeah?
Yes, go on, yeah.
Yeah, after I dropped this passenger and like the next couple of passengers, that the one old man, and he was from Bayside as well, and he going sod, and he sit in my car, and he said, what's going on? What your day? I said, very bad. And he said, what happened? So I said, play the video in front of him. And he said, oh, really sorry, really bad. And I apologize for this one. And, you know, he is the same. He's an Irishman as well. So he made my mood very happy.
That's what I was about to say. The point that you're making is...
all my tension are gone, yeah.
Yes,
all my tension gone because of him, you know.
Okay, which is very nice to hear. So this elderly gentleman was the complete opposite to that other guy. And, he made the hurt and the pain go away a bit.
Yeah, even when I finished the journey, so he gave a nice tip as well, you know.
Ah, that's lovely. Well, that's great to hear. That restores your faith in humanity a little bit,
well,
I'm sure.
One other thing, just before we let you go, we did on our Facebook page as well, when we put the video up, several people commented and said that they wanted to pay for the fare that argument was about. So say it was £6, and we said we'd match it as well, which it's not much money, but it's more the principle of the thing. So we are going to send you, as soon as this conversation is over, we're sending you €26, which will cover that fare.
Our listeners wanted
to do that for you, just to say that that man that was in that car does not represent the vast majority of people,
and he doesn't.
So we will send it on to you.
No, sir, please. It's not a money matter.
It is also
not a money matter, because you're out there trying to make a living. You have two children and a wife at home, and you're working long hours as well. And nobody, no matter.
No. Actually, when family and money, so then I choose my family. So my family is even I bring less money and bring at home and. Just give my time to my family. They are happy. So they are not looking money. They are looking my time. They are looking my health. They are looking my safety. So money doesn't matter in my life, my wife's life. Yeah.
Addy, you seem like a really nice gentleman. And again, we can only apologize that you had to put up with that while you're out doing your day's work at the weekend. As you said, the following gentleman restored your faith in humanity because he was such a nice man by comparison. And most of us...
Even I work that the people, they said, oh, sorry, we don't have a change. Otherwise, we give you a tip. I said, your smile is best tip for me, so don't worry about
Addy,
that.
Well, Addy, I can tell you this. The next time I'm on, I have your number saved in my phone. I'll be ringing you the next time I'm out.
No problem, sir.
Okay. Now, sometimes I might get sick in the back of a taxi. But
stop it!
I'm joking.
Addy,
even it's happened that I was in Baldoyle and the guy going hot, and he just stopped me, and after that he said, "Oh, apologize." I said, "What happened?" He said, "I don't have money, and I just want to go hot." I said, "Don't worry, just sit in my taxi."
Well, Addy,
so I drop him. I dropped him in hot, and after like a 2 or 3 months, I was going to pick another passenger, and he was there. And he said, remember, you dropped me without money, and that time he gave me like a 10 to 15 euro. He said, this is your
gift. Isn't that lovely? No problem. Very good. Well, look, Eddie, you're an absolute gentleman. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for talking to us on the Opinions Matter podcast, and stay safe, and hopefully you don't meet somebody like that individual again. Eddie, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What a lovely fella. What a nice guy.
An absolute gent. Out there trying to earn an honest crust.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon. We'll catch you on the next one.